Oh, you know, he's one of the most loved wrestlers of all time. He's joining us on the line to talk about the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania. WWE star Hulk Hogan joining us on the line. Hi there.
What's up, my brother? Thanks for the time today.
Well, no problem. Thanks for joining us. Now, you're a legend and idol, really, to so many people. I just turned 32, and for as long as I can remember, my brothers and I sitting and watching with my grandpa. He loved it. Give me the backstory, though. How did you get involved in wrestling?
Diapers watching me.
Yeah.
Backstory, dude. So I've been around forever. Actually, I started wrestling before you were born, so there was a lot of Hulkamania going on before you ever saw it. So you don't know the backstory, but I started out as a musician, brother. I was playing music, rock and roll music. I was a studio musician in Atlanta. I was always a huge wrestling fan. And as the wrestlers would come in to hear my different bands play in different cities, I kind of like made friends with them. Talked them into letting me have a tryout, and the first day they broke my leg, and the rest is history. I'm here.
And I guess I should back up a little bit even more to the fan appeal of wrestling in general. I mean, it spans generations. Grandparents watching with their grandkids, like I said. So why do people love wrestling so much?
Well, it's the ultimate entertainment package, you know. There's so many choices in the world today with cable and satellite TV and reality TV and global TV and marketing and I mean, they're just the internet and all the crazy stuff on YouTube. There's so many entertainment choices that the WWE is like the total entertainment package. It's not like a boxing match or a UFC match that might last 1 minute or one round or 30 seconds. You know, when you put your money down on the WWE, you know, you're going to get the 24-hour network. You're going to get, you know, the entertainment package that won't let you down. If it's a pay-per-view, it'll be 3 hours long. And it'll just deliver. So I think it gives people, you know, in the world today a chance to vicariously forget any issues they have, whether it be problems, good or bad, and just kind of like live vicariously through the entertainers in the WWE. That's why it's so popular.
I've got to ask, though, for those people who say that wrestling is fake, what do you say to those people?
Well, I say it's the wrong word. I say, you know, wrestling's predetermined. We know who's going to win or lose, but, you know, if you say it's fake, maybe they could explain to me why I've got two knee replacements, two hip replacements, and 9 back surgeries. It's fake.
You're right. Those injuries are very real. Let's talk about that, though. Like, what sort of training and preparation goes into a match then before you hit the ropes?
Oh, for me, I just make sure I'm in good shape. You know, I've always, once you get in the ring and you get your balance and your coordination and you know where you're at, you're a professional and your timing with hitting the ropes and everything is good. That's all the preparation I need. I don't talk, I don't prepare, I don't choreograph a match. The greatest wrestlers of all time, it's an art form where you listen with your heart and listen with your ears and you do what is correct for the building and the atmosphere. The ambiance needs to be created, the drama, the energy, the excitement, you know. And so the greatest wrestlers are the ones that play to the crowd. A lot of other wrestlers, you know, that don't really understand the art form or haven't been around long enough, try to, you know, plan things out or walk through it, contrive matches, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just having the mindset and the energy to walk out there going, okay, I got this, I'm going to tear this down, and whatever they think I'm going to do, I'm going to give it to them times 10.
For sure, and we've got to get back to the music. All right, we're going to have more with Hulk Hogan right after this. We are back talking with the legendary Hulk Hogan. I think you're the first real man to make a red and yellow boa look cool. Tell me about your look and how that came about.
I kind of stole it from Ronald McDonald, you know. he was strutting around with the red and yellow forever, and it worked for him, so I stole it. I tried different colors. I went with red, I went with the turquoise, and I went with the white. But the one thing that always stuck out in my mind as a kid when I used to go to the wrestling matches was a guy named Angelo Poffo. He was Macho Man Randy Savage's father.
Right.
And I remember no matter what wrestlers wrestled, no matter what matches they had, how much they were bleeding or how long they were, how crazy the matches were, it didn't matter who was the main event. The one thing that always stuck out to me was this guy with this unbelievable tan and these canary yellow trunks on. You know, and that was Macho Man's dad, Angelo Poffo. So when the time came right, I said, you know something, I'm going to try those canary yellow trunks. And brother, did it ever work.
It did. It did. Now, one thing that I've noticed is that kids always have looked up to you, and I mentioned earlier, you know, in our family that certainly was the case. Kids seem really important to you, Hulk. Why is that?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, I came up with this really positive character, the Train, Prayers, Vitamins, the All-American Hero from California. I had no idea, you know, that I was going to be branded a role model. So when it first started happening and the kids were coming to me, I wasn't ready for it. And then I got to the point where I understood what was expected of me, and I got used to it. And the Make-A-Wish kids were coming, and, you know, I understood what I meant to these people and what I had to do. And what I was doing was from my heart. And then, you know, the kids kept coming to me, you know, and they still come and see me, you know, 35 years later, and I'm just grateful for it. But, you know, the thing that's more important is someone like John Cena, who has taken over, you know, I said the Training and Prayers and Vitamins. He says hustle, loyalty, and respect. He's kind of raised the bar, and he's taken over where I left off. So it's really important that these new wrestlers understand that it's more than just a job. You know, these kids look up to him. Cena has raised the mark and really made it obvious that these wrestlers are role models. So it means the world. I mean, to have the kids looking up to you, to have the kids follow you, it all of a sudden takes you from just thinking business to thinking, you know, serving people and helping people. And that's much more important than just being a businessman.
The legendary Hulk Hogan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, my brother.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.